The most revealing moment of Vladimir Putin's presidency may have happened this week at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. And it wasn't what Putin said, it was who was arguing with whom in the audience. For the first time, we're seeing open fractures between Russia's military hawks and business establishment over the war's future trajectory.
The forum has traditionally been Russia's showcase for international investment, but this year it became a battlefield of ideas. Hawks explicitly called for decades of conflict, while business leaders warned of economic stagnation. These aren't fringe voices. These are Putin's core constituencies, and they're now fundamentally at odds over whether prolonged war serves Russia's interests.
Putin himself seemed to be managing this tension rather than resolving it. His claim that warnings of Russian attacks on NATO are nonsense appeared designed to reassure the business faction, while his statement that Russia will honor peace terms from Trump's summit suggested openness to compromise. But notice he's talking about honoring terms from talks that haven't happened yet.
Meanwhile, the military reality on the ground is escalating regardless of elite preferences. Ukraine's commander-in-chief Syrsky announced they're building a fourth air defense layer specifically to counter Russia's shift toward jet-powered drones. Ukrainian interceptor drones destroyed over 3,500 Russian UAVs in May alone, but Moscow's planning to make half of future attack drones jet-powered, which would be much harder to intercept.
The economic costs of this military escalation are becoming impossible to ignore. Business leaders at the forum weren't just expressing general concerns about war, they were warning of specific economic stagnation. Russia's defense spending is now consuming resources that would otherwise drive growth, innovation, and international competitiveness.
What's particularly significant is how this internal Russian debate mirrors broader global realignments. Iran's announcement of a $25 billion nuclear deal with Russia for the Hormuz nuclear power plant shows Moscow doubling down on partnerships with sanctioned nations. Iran's ambassador revealed this scope, just as Tehran declared no progress in peace negotiations with Washington.
The timing is crucial here. Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, revealed he was in Khamenei's office when fatal strike hit, referring to recent military actions. This suggests Iran's leadership is making decisions from bunkers and war rooms, not diplomatic conference rooms. The $25 billion nuclear cooperation deal with Russia isn't just about energy, it's about strategic alignment against Western pressure.
Ukraine is responding to these realignments with its own strategic moves. President Zelensky has given officials just 1 week to finalize a Patriot missile deal or face firing. He's also proposed a missile swap with Germany to replenish Patriot stocks. This suggests Ukraine sees the current moment as critical for securing advanced air defenses before conditions potentially deteriorate further.
The broader pattern here is alliance consolidation on both sides. Russia and Iran are deepening military and nuclear cooperation while facing internal pressure about economic costs. Ukraine and NATO allies are rushing to finalize defense arrangements. The middle ground for compromise appears to be shrinking rather than expanding.
NATO Secretary General's visit to Kyiv, where he called Russia desperate, reinforces this dynamic. But Ukraine's stated goal of ending the war before winter suggests they understand the economic and military pressures are unsustainable for all parties. The question is whether Putin's fractured elite can reach consensus on any exit strategy, or whether internal divisions will push them toward escalation as the only option that satisfies both hawks and economic nationalists.